Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The DJ V Show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Goggles, eh? Let's get to that. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Phil's at the controls, Larry's listening. Hi to Larry. Hey, Larry. It's time for us to find the true meaning. Doesn't this sound dumb? I'm being very philosophical.
If you're going to start talking about Christmas, I can't.
No?
Because it sounds
actually,
like
I could
the true
use
meaning
it.
Of Christmas.
I could use Christmas right now.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, it'll get here. I don't want to throw our lives away. We have a lot to learn between now and Christmas. I think that's for sure. Time goes so fast. Here we are, the beginning, the first week of June already. Wow. And in another 3 weeks, it'll only be 6 months till Christmas. Remember when I was a disc jockey, and I've done it in this program, too, on occasion, Christmas, celebrating Christmas in July, and we spend the whole week, 6 months out, playing Christmas music instead of other kinds of music that are
never
around.
I understood Christmas in July.
It's a mood setter. Hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah. No, and in July, I'm on the beach. I don't want to think
about
Christmas.
People are hot, and so they're like, oh,
exactly.
Just remember.
Right, let's cool down. People are so funny, because then in the wintertime when it's cold, oh, it's so damn cold, I wish it was summer again. Where can I go that it's warm?
Yeah, I never complain that it's hot.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what's going on with, I think we need to spend some time on the reality of the COVID Chinese virus, or whatever you want to call it, and where it is, where it's going, things are opening up, even though in California there are more infections, right?
The numbers are growing, but we haven't gotten numbers in a while because the protests, the looting, all that stuff has kind of taken
the
air out of the room. But I'll tell you what, this is an ultimate petri dish because there are thousands of people in a really close space, of close proximity of each other. So if coronavirus is as contagious as they think, I fear for what Los Angeles will look like because there are a lot of people on top of each other right now. So yes, in LA, there are still some numbers going up, I think. But the NBA has set their return date, which I think is maybe a sign of good news. They're going to come back on July 31st, and they're going to do something kind of strange. It's going to be a little different than what you're usually expecting because they've already completed most of their season. So Adam Silver is doing a 22-team plan, which will resume at Disney World in Orlando.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're inviting 22 teams to Orlando, 13 from the Western Conference, 9 from the Eastern Conference. They'll have 8 regular season games per team. They'll play in for 8 seeds, basically. And then that'll happen between July 31st and October 12th. And they're voting on this week. It seems that everything is in gear and lined up to do this. So basketball could be back as early as July 31st, and they'll play up until really their next season. Then they'll have a quick break and probably more training camps, and then they'll get back to business in November is when the NBA season starts, I think. So that's some interesting news. Also, a little bit of good news. In a new study that's out, when they do plasma transfusions on COVID patients, 76% of those patients seem to improve. This is done at Houston Methodist, and they conclude that plasma transfusions from recovered COVID-19 patients are safe and at least somewhat effective for people who are still dealing with severe coronavirus symptoms. Out of 25 patients who were given a transfusion, 19 of them saw their condition improve, and 11 of them were actually discharged. So some good news about antibodies and plasma. That's also good. Then they're also looking at, I told you I was loaded for bear here, ibuprofen. could be a treatment for coronavirus.
Anti-inflammatory. That makes
sense. Yeah, there's a trial in the United Kingdom that's going to assess whether a modified form of ibuprofen can help alleviate breathing issues from the coronavirus. This team at this medical center, London's Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital and King's College, are studying whether three doses of lipid ibuprofen in coronavirus patients could lessen the severity and progression of lung injury. They've already had some indications in
lipid
shorter hospital stays.
Lipid proteins are important too, Jenji.
Yeah, because a lot of people talked about this at the beginning, but it's worth noting that virus is covered in fat, basically, in lipid. And
yeah.
So the reason
remember
that
we said that's
saying,
why I use that hot water and the soap
right.
for 20 seconds because
that
eats into
soap.
The fats.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Soap is really good against it, and alcohol, plain alcohol,
right.
It's so
yeah.
effective.
I just drink mine and hope for the best. I'm doing it all wrong. All right, a couple of more coronavirus stories. The movie theater chain AMC is saying that they probably are not going to survive the coronavirus pandemic. They're saying that they haven't been allowed to open in most places where they have locations, and now they're worried that AMC may just close down.
Amazon is probably going to buy them. That's
yeah.
actually
could.
Correct. They've yeah. already yeah. tried to make a play, so, yeah.
And then finally, my last fun story of the day, because we could probably all use it. If you are being quarantined with your loved ones, maybe your roommates, and you're sick to death of them and you want some peace and quiet, they're doing a rent a room by the hour model that has gotten, I guess, that is being allowed to not provide for a little afternoon delight, but instead they're trying to give people some peace and quiet. It's a new app called Globe, and it launched last year, and apparently it's been booming since the lockdown went into effect, and people want alone time, so they kind of pitch it as a private oasis in your neighborhood, and they allow people to rent out quiet spaces by the hour. So if you're getting sick to death of your husband or your wife or your roommate or your kids, even moms, you can go onto the Globe app and rent an hour of peace and quiet.
Yeah, there's other reasons to rent a room for an hour, too.
Well, that's what I said. It used to be afternoon delight, but not.
Right. So while we're in Los Angeles, I thought it was interesting. My daughter pointed this out to me yesterday. She's at UCLA, I don't know if it's a rival school, but the other big school in town, the University of Southern California, resuming in-person classes, because she and I were talking about whether they're going to resume in-person classes in the fall, and it looks like it's going to be kind of a blend. The smaller classes, like the one she teaches, that may have 30 or 40 people in them, those are going to be conducted in person, but the big lecture hall of 160 people in a lecture hall, probably not.
Yeah, the CSU system, Cal State University, had already announced early on that they're not going back to campus for the most part during fall. So UC, I think, is supposed to announce the middle of this month, and USC is saying they're going to adapt what a lot of colleges are doing, which is getting rid of the Thanksgiving break and sending
yes.
kids back a couple weeks early so that they just kind of they don't want them to have in and out privileges, essentially. They don't want people going home and coming
back. Yeah.
Right. And so they're just out of school at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that's probably what a lot of them, I noticed my alma mater doing the same sort of thing.
Notre Dame, I think, was the first major university that announced that was their plan. So they all talk. All the schools
are
try to figure out. Yeah. Well, they can be really helpful. You know,
yeah.
Notre Dame's a huge university. Smaller schools have a different set of problems, you know, than larger ones do. So it'll be interesting to see how it works.
The information coming from Europe, and not only are people focused on what Boris Johnson says about admitting a lot of people from Hong Kong, whether that is, you know, the Hong Kong was a British protectorate for a long time, as most of us know, and I hope that most of us know that. We've learned that in history classes. One hopes, I keep my fingers crossed here. The fact that many people in Hong Kong have a connection to Britain, apparently, and I was sort of surprised at this because it didn't seem like this was his style, Johnson says that the English government wants to allow people from Hong Kong to come live in Britain.
Which is the opposite of why they claim they wanted Brexit.
thank you. That's where I was going with this.
Right?
They want to close the place down, and that's what Boris and his pals say. And it's already too late to do that, but that's why they had Brexit, because they were tired of
the
invasion of immigrants that were coming. And I could see where it was a real problem, but now they want to, and I don't know whether this is an up yours to China. You know, the world is going to start really, really putting the screws to China, and it needs to. This
country
has got to be
taken down. Maybe they're the one thing that can bring people together. You think it's China now?
Right.
Could the Chinese government?
Yeah. Yep. Could that be the uniting force?
Yeah. Now, also, one of the top doctors in Italy says that he is finding patients in his hospital have lower levels of the virus in their system than they did 2 months ago. In other words, the patients that are coming in to this hospital in Milano are not, they have the virus, but it doesn't really, you know, the government says the virus clinically doesn't exist anymore in Italy. Okay, that's one thing. But then there's a story in the Washington Post today about this guy who says, this doctor, I mean, this is one of these Italian names, Alberto Zangrillo, says that he's looking at the data and he's also looking at his own patients and that the declining cases and the fact that the virus is less in circulation means that the cases that they're getting are not as hot as they were before, which I guess is among the, you know, it's good news to have.
I've been hearing that too, and more when fewer and fewer people are going into hospitals, so the hospitalizations in the United States are way down. The number of people on ventilators are also way down. So either the treatment, either we're more aggressive with treatment or people are going to the hospital sooner, avoiding a ventilator, or a possibility, maybe it's a combination of all of them.
It's 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts with the help of Timeshare Compliance. Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-721-4860. 800-721-4860. 800-721-4860.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The number of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis surged to a record high last year. Undiagnosed and untreated, these infections can cause much more than just embarrassment.
We know that untreated syphilis can spread to the brain, the nervous system, the eye in adults. And then we also know the pregnant woman can transmit this infection to her fetus and to her baby.
Congenital syphilis, as it's called, is a leading cause of stillbirths worldwide. Dr. Gail Bolin, the director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says reversing the trend will take coordinated efforts in the areas of screening and treatment. Plus,
we think it's really important for communities and individuals that people can openly talk about these infections and that people know that they should be tested regularly and reduce risk by using condoms or practicing mutual monogamy if sexually active.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The All-American Girl here, represented by Carrie Underwood. She and her husband, Mike Fisher, have been relatively quiet during this quarantine. Now fans know why. They've been working on a short four-part film series for I Am Second. It's called Mike and Carrie, God and Country, available to watch on demand on IamSecond.com, and will continue with weekly episodes through the 17th of this month. That's their contribution to hashtag Wednesday Wisdom. Okay, you're going to have to clue me in on both of these things, ladies, because I don't know. I never heard of I Am Second before, and I don't know anything about Wednesday.
I've never heard of I Am Second, but I'm guessing it's a religious affiliation. Oh, is it?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like your second, God's first, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, his son's named Isaiah, so maybe that gives you a clue. Not the people that are close to religion like that.
The definition says, connect with a community that has discovered a different way to live. Real stories of real people who found true peace and authentic identity and radical love.
So, we want to translate
that.
Okay.
It says on the website.
Thank you for the clarification.
Is it a dating site?
I Am Second. Oh, there's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
God and Country.
She had three miscarriages, and I think maybe that brought her closer to her faith. I think that's what she's sort of saying here. She said, I just had an honest conversation with God. I was hurt, and I told him how I felt. The show is giving viewers an up-close and unfiltered glimpse into Underwood and Fisher's life, their relationship, their faith, along with some inspiration on how they continue to sustain their marriage and find purpose beyond their careers as country singers. He used to play in the NHL, right, this guy?
Yeah. He was good. He was really good.
We wanted to do this to share some of our personal journey in hopes that viewers will be inspired by it, maybe even take one more step in pursuing a relationship with God. Since 2008, the nonprofit I Am Second organization has been igniting hope and inspiring people to live for something greater than themselves. So says the website. What did you say you found on the website, Jennifer?
Sounds like a dating site.
I know. In 2008, we started as a Dallas-based nonprofit. What would happen if we helped cast a vision of life as live for something greater? That's okay. At the time, the steep rise in online video content was just beginning, so that's where we started, telling 20 stories of real people. These are everyday people who boldly and confidently say, I am second, even after earth-shattering personal experiences. Still don't know much.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. All right, let's keep moving here. It's time for us to have some chicken and biscuits. This is singer Colt Ford dropping a song called Chicken and Biscuits Second Helping from his album. This is another, an expanded edition, in a manner of speaking, of his 2010 album, Chicken and Biscuits. Mr. Ford explains he rounded up his band to film a new version of this fan favorite. This is sort of in the spirit of the quarantine world. He says, the day I shot the video, I was in the studio by myself. It was just such a different vibe because my band members were all in different locations. The song has always had a life of its own from the moment I put it out. The original video made it go crazy. When asked why this is the right time for the update, Cole said, Chicken and Biscuits is such a fun love song. During the times we've been going on, we're going through now, we can all use some love and some laughter. Amen to that, pal. So, what do you? Does anybody know this song from before, Chicken and Biscuits?
I haven't really heard it.
Sorry, I'm sneezing, but no, I have not heard it.
No. God bless you, now.
Thank you.
Yes.
You asked me at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know this guy, but it's an interesting song.
I like
the idea. The idea is that people come up with really, isn't it amazing? Some of the things that people, it's like the Tiger King. Who the hell would have ever thought that that would do? I mean, it's that kind of stuff. It makes me.
Ooh, another update I've got on Tiger King.
By okay, save it for the next
hour. Stay tuned.
Okay, thank goodness. Stay tuned. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
When it comes to loving you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you coverage. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Concerns are mounting about studies in two influential medical journals on drugs used in people with the coronavirus, including one that led multiple countries to stop testing a malaria pill. The New England Journal of Medicine issued an expression of concern on a study it published that suggested widely used blood pressure medicines are not raising the risk for people with COVID-19. The study relied on a database with health records from hundreds of hospitals around the world. The same database was used by the Chicago company Sugarsfield Corporation in an observational study of nearly 100,000 patients that was published in The Lancet that tied the malaria drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine to a higher risk of death in hospitalized patients with the virus. The NBA took a major step toward getting back on the court with the league's Board of Governors, approving a 22-team format, restarting the league season next month at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida. The vote was 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers casting the dissenting vote. Teams would arrive in Disney around July 7th, play an 8-game slate of games starting July 31st at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. All teams will stay, practice, and play at Disney, and the NBA Finals, which would have started Thursday if not for the coronavirus, will stretch into October. The 8-game slate, it's unclear if they'll be classified as regular season games, will help determine the playoff seeding. From there, the league could have a play-in tournament for the final spot in the Eastern and Western Conference postseason fields. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Howdy doody. Time for our daily think session here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're about to add about 8 new stations in the next week. It's interesting how things are. I chuckle to myself as I see how people, I was decrying earlier the reality of me not being a member of the club, and so the program over the years has suffered somewhat. Well, it may be that with a lot of other things, that's changing, because a whole group of stations, I think it's time for us to take a different look at what we do. So we get eight stations coming next week. Yeah, it's good. All these things are good. Speaking of good, Jennifer Horn is here. Goodness and greatness follows her as it does with Victoria Keelan. It's great how we've all gotten together. No accidents. This was divine. How's that for this?
Were we hosting a show in a past life too?
We may have been. As a matter of
in Mongolia, according
in
to
Mongolia.
Yeah. Okay, have your fun with me. Go ahead, help yourself. Meanwhile, speaking of fun, something I do understand having fun, but I do not understand Tiger King. I just
haven't seen it.
I know, and I don't have any interest in seeing it.
I
don't
either,
even I'm not even propelled.
I was not either. I watched the first episode, and Lewis and I looked at each other, and we were like, "We're going to keep going because it just sucks you in. It's the most bizarre thing."
Why though? What? Explain, please.
Because there are no likable characters, but they're all very interesting characters. So there's that.
For me,
I didn't know
Yeah, I didn't know that this world existed. Like, right. I didn't know about the world of private zoos. So that, to me, was interesting just from the... And plus, well, Joe Exotic's a character. I mean, he's just a weirdo.
You like him, and then you kind of don't like him, but then you like him again.
The private zoo thing gives me the creeps because it reminds me of a movie once where they would have people in cages, and they'd set them loose on the grounds of this estate, and they'd go try to kill them.
And then, dangerous game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's and based on that short story, yeah. Well, that's not what this is. But there is murder. If you want an update, there is murder. Carol Baskin, who is a woman who runs Big Cat Rescue in Florida, she and Joe Exotic are nemesis. And so Joe Exotic had gone after her publicly. He had this hilarious, like, public access radio or TV show that he was doing, which was so low budget. And so he would basically go after her constantly. And so she sued him for defamation, and she won, which rightfully so. And he basically kept telling everyone that she had murdered her first husband. Well, what happened was, and this kind of goes into it in Tiger King, she was married to a millionaire, and he left her. Well, supposedly he was leaving her, and he never made
it. Left her.
Exactly. He never made it anywhere. And so after 5 years of him being, quote-unquote, missing, she had him declared dead. And then now she's married to another guy who looks pretty much like he's terrified of her in every scene. But so Don Lewis is the first husband, the missing millionaire, and he had a will, and his secretary, who worked for him for 30 years or whatever,
and was clearly in love with him.
Yes, totally. She had a copy of the will because she was named the executor of the will. So she had the will in a safe in her office. When he died, when he was declared dead, Carol had a will was made public. His children from his first marriage were cut out of the will, and Carol basically took over all of the money. Well, now the update on this, because people have always believed that she murdered her husband and then fed him to the tigers. That's where the tiger thing comes in. It's not implausible. She's definitely a psycho. So now a Florida sheriff who has been working
on
this case.
So this is going to be psycho women. Do we have the ladies, what is it, the housewives of Atlanta or something? And maybe they'll be tied into this.
The housewives of Tiger King?
Yeah,
Tiger King housewives. Well, here's the latest update. A Florida sheriff has now confirmed what were once considered to be wild rumors, but he has confirmed that the will of Don Lewis, the missing millionaire, was forged.
Did he get eaten by a tiger?
Well, that's the rumor, is that she killed him and fed him to the tigers. Because the tigers wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't see anything left over, right? I mean, tigers would eat him.
Unless she did some really tough investigating.
Yeah.
Well, there'd be bones. There'd be some bones.
They're like, look at that tiger poop, a gold tooth. Ooh.
Yeah, right, the gold tooth. There's always a gold tooth that pops up. So Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister has confirmed to local news in Florida, WTSP, that two different experts have deemed the will 100% forged. And he said, we knew this, though. We suspected it going into this case. But now we have two handwriting experts who have confirmed that she traced the signature of her husband from their wedding certificate.
Wow.
So she basically took the marriage certificate
and
traced it.
That is the housewife of Atlanta. Wow.
Yeah, so that's what she did because they said they went through all different signatures and it matched. They knew it was forged because she had traced it. So it matched what was on how he signed their marriage license. So I don't know where it goes from here. If you have a forged will, I guess maybe his two adult children, adult daughters, they're in Tiger King as well. And I'm assuming that they're probably going to bring some sort of a wrongful death lawsuit now, and they can challenge the will now that two experts
have
been
talking about this for 5 minutes. This is really something else.
That's good stuff. I actually will make a call. You know, since we're all looking around at the justice system, this week, I think, or maybe last week, I don't know, it all blends together, but that Carol Baskin was actually awarded Joe Exotic's zoo because she had a bunch of defamation cases against him. She won a settlement over $1 million. He couldn't pay her. So here's the thing. If she did off her husband, which was the big claim that Joe Exotic made, I call for the reversal of that, and I think that she should not get Joe Exotic's zoo because if she indeed killed her husband, then he wasn't wrong the whole time.
And we rest our case. And, Doug, on your flight to California, you need to watch Tiger King.
And wear goggles. Okay. It's going to be hard through the
and
goggles.
And wear goggles. Yes.
Yeah, well,
you should get those Google glasses. They'll be like goggles, and you can watch
TV. How do you get those? Where do you get them?
I don't know that they ever made it to market. They were kind of a big failure.
Really? I was just thinking
about... See if you can find some.
Yeah, all right. I'm writing a note to myself. Goggles. Okay. Are we done with Tiger King now? Can we...
Yes.
Get back to the, I was reading a transcript. I don't watch The View. I was never a big fan, but I liked it every once in a while because I got a kick out of it when they were nice to each other, but they still disagreed. Now they aren't nice to each other. They still disagree.
That show's still on?
But, yeah. But there was something that came.
It is, and they're like the tigers in Tiger King, except there's like raw meat in the center, and
yeah,
they're
attack
each other.
Maybe we could eat them, only, have them eaten. Joy and Megan.
Let me see if I can do
Whoopi.
It. So it's Joy Behar still, Whoopi and Megan McCain, and I think it's, what is her name, Sunny Hoysen or Hoysen?
Somebody
Saucer.
Who nobody pays any attention
oh,
to.
Oh, somebody else left, right?
Yeah, Abby Huntsman left, and I think there must be someone new, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a, nobody pays any attention to anything that anybody says except Megan, Joy, and Whoopi. So this is the reason I'm bringing
it
up, the relevance of where we are right now, the focus on what's happening in our country, the protesting, the anger, the upset. The ladies who are all basically, well, Megan isn't, but Whoopi and Joy are both my age. And so, actually, Joy's 4 or 5 years older than I am, and Whoopi is about the same age, a little, maybe a year or two younger. So they went through, they were talking about what it was like during the Vietnam War and the protests. And it brought me around to, I haven't thought about it this way, but it is a legitimate way for people my age to look at this because we've lived through so many different kinds of protesting. I was scared. When I was a kid, well, let's see, what age was I? I was 20. Was I 20 yet? Let me think. Yeah, I was just 20 when this all started. And it scared me. When I saw the police shooting people on college campuses and going through National Guard, but the protesting that was going on, none of the people who were protesting carried guns. They threw rocks and stuff, and once in a while there was a car that got burned, but there wasn't the kind of, like, guys, some of the protesters got rifles and AK-47s, and, that's scary stuff. I thought it was scary then, but these ladies reminded me as I looked through the dialogue that it wasn't anywhere near as scary as what's going on now because everything's been ramped up so much because of the easy access to guns. And whether you agree with that or you think that, but I, somebody who lived through it, I will tell you honestly, even though that time scared the pants off of me, it made me a man. That period of my life, I was a kid until the Vietnam experience. And after that, I became a man. And so the people who are going through this now, the added dimension to the protesting is the fact that both sides have weaponized. And, we talk about the rubber bullets being shot all over the place. They're being used inappropriately, and maybe they ought not to be used at all. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I know they're being used inappropriately. People getting shot with them that have no business being shot with them. But then there are others who are, looting and vandalizing. And that's why that's why the store owners are standing in front of their stores at night with guns, because the people that come to loot the stores have guns.
I have no problem with that. I think you have every right
either.
To defend
None.
Your store,
nope.
your property,
I
your
don't
business.
Yep.
I'm not a gun person at all. You know that. But I have zero problem with that.
Yeah, the only problem I have with that is that it causes so much confusion in what's already a lot of chaos. Believe me, I think people have the right to protect their homes and their businesses, so I agree that they have the right to.
Well, you're the only one of the three of us who has a gun, so you have credibility.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah. I think it's far more effective for these store owners to stand on their roofs. I have been watching all the local coverage in Los Angeles, and the store owners who are standing on the streets with the guns are getting caught up when police arrive on the scene and there's a looter going on. If there's some looters running away, they think it's the people holding the guns that are the ones who are doing wrong. And so they end up putting those people in handcuffs and then the looters get away. So it's kind of a mess, and it's symptomatic of the chaos, I think, that's going on right now.
Well, at any rate, it's just there's a It's chaos. And I'm not saying this because I want it. I'm just telling you, I think the reality is that we are going to have a lot of chaos and upset this summer. This is the beginning, especially if the weather is as predicted. It's supposed to be very hot around most of the country this summer. And that is, and if you still have confinement issues with the virus, there's a Molotov cocktail right there. 46 past the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo Method. Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doug Steffen here on the DJV program, thinking about your diet. Conventional wisdom telling us we ought to avoid carbs. That's affected. Eat early, don't eat before you go to bed, all of that. But the fact is, the latest research doesn't bear out that. In fact, you can enjoy social dinners, dine out without restriction, satisfy nighttime hunger. Man, this is right up my alley. That's why I've invited Joel Marion to come talk about some of the myths. He's written about this in a new book that debunks a lot of these myths, proves that you can burn fat faster by eating after 7 o'clock. I'm lucky to eat by 9 o'clock, Joel. So tell us more about that and how your research, what you found. Let's start with this. I know you got some other things that you want to tell us, but what's the story behind the story of eating later in the evening?
Well, it was actually started with my own personal health struggle. After I started my company, BioTrust Nutrition, I became obsessed with growing the brand, and at the same time got married and had a couple daughters. And I woke up 18 months later to a very successful company, one of the fastest growing companies in the world, but it came with a cost. I was 46 pounds heavier, and it was an embarrassing time for me as a fitness professional, because obviously I was not walking my talk, and I didn't want to go back to the normal traditional crash diets. So I started diving into the research studies over the last 15 years, and what I found kind of turned everything on its head that I even was brainwashed to believe and taught in my nutrition certification and textbook education. Then I started skipping breakfast, using a form of intermittent fasting that I share in my book, and I started eating my largest meals at dinner time with something that I call super carbs, and I started having sweet and salty snacks before bed. I share a bunch of those recipes in my book. And 16 weeks later, I lost 46 pounds, and I share the before and afters in the first couple pages of the book. So that was the inspiration for creating Always Eat After 7 p.m.
So you are the food contrarian in a matter of speaking. You know, you've mirrored what I have a good breakfast, but I'm on the air in the morning early, so I don't eat my breakfast until usually late in the morning. I have fruit and yogurt and stuff during the program, but I only eat twice a day. I usually eat at noontime and then maybe snack a little bit during the afternoon with my work schedule as it is. And then in the evening, if I get done by 8, 9 o'clock, then I eat. And I pretty soon after that, I go to bed because I get up 4 o'clock or so, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm doing what you're, and everybody's been telling me, don't do that. And I especially like to have a big piece of chocolate before I go to bed. So so what are we doing right? How is it that you are flying in the face of all these other experts and you've gotten rid of the excess belly fat? I mean, for heaven's sakes, that seems completely to fly in the face of everybody saying don't eat after 7 o'clock, et cetera.
Yeah, I think there's several myths about that that I cover inside the book. I have over 90 research studies inside the book, and this is published peer-reviewed research. So this is the gold standard of studies. And when you look at eating food after 7 p.m., there's several myths about this. And when they do side-by-side comparisons, they've compared early-day eaters with late-night eaters, and late-night eaters actually lose more weight. And most people think that the day goes on, the metabolism slows down. So these calories eaten later in the day are more likely to spill over and be stored as fat. And that's simply not true. The science bears this out. When you look at the science, your metabolism does not slow down. And in fact, the very act of eating at dinner time and before bed increases your metabolism through something called TEF, which is the thermic effect of food. And research shows that people who snack on the right foods before bed eat almost 400 calories less each day than those who skip that meal. They also have more stable blood sugar. And they also, people who consume a 20 to 40 gram dose of a high quality protein source before bed actually have higher muscle protein synthesis. So they gain more muscle. So there's a lot of good reasons to be eating before bed.
All right. So the book is called Always Eat After 7 p.m. The Revolutionary Rule Breaking Diet that lets you enjoy huge dinners, desserts, and indulgent snacks while burning fat overnight. You certainly are no stranger as a fitness expert. You've been writing blogs and articles and coming up with breaking news in the food industry for many years. So this is certainly something that has a lot of credibility. And so you've heard us talk about some of them. Get your fill of this. Always eat after 7 p.m. Where is this available in all the usual places, at Amazon, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, it's in bookstores, so as soon as they start opening there, and then I just recommend everybody go to joelmarion.com. So that's joelmarion.com.
Certainly an innovative diet book for sure. Joel Marion's at his website, joelmarion.com. Always eat after 7 p.m. A lot of diet myths kind of pushed out of the way, if you will. Joel, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.